Watch, Texas Park Ranger Pushed into Lake While Urging Crowd to Social Distance. By Amy Furr on May 3, 2020. A man was arrested after he allegedly shoved a park ranger into a lake in Austin, Texas, on Thursday. The ranger had initially approached the crowd because they were smoking and drinking illegally inside Commons Ford Metropolitan Park, according to KFU. Video footage showed the moment just before the suspect, identified as 25-year-old Brandon Hicks, pushed the ranger off a wooden bridge while asking the crowd to stay 6 feet apart. As the ranger spoke, a man appeared to agree with his instructions and could be heard saying, "I got you, man." Seconds later, Hicks allegedly shoved the ranger into the water while the crowd watched. Both men then climbed out of the lake and the suspect ran in the opposite direction as the ranger walked away. Brandon's intentional and reckless action could have caused the ranger to strike his head on the dock as he was falling, and render himself unconscious in at least 3 feet of water where he could have drowned to death, an arrest affidavit explained. Following the incident, the person who recorded the video said they were glad police arrested Hicks, according to Kson. "The park ranger was actually being really sweet and understanding before," the person commented. Hicks was charged with attempted assault on a public servant, which is a state jail felony. He was then booked into the Travis County Jail and his bond set at $7,500. Several parkgoers came to the ranger's aid after the incident occurred, according to Austin Police Officer Justin Berry, who arrested the suspect. "Several people came up to the ranger and apologized for the guy's behavior. That's the Austin we know, and that's the Austin we love," he said, adding that park rangers were just doing their jobs. "We just want to remind people to please be respectful and mindful that they're working to make our parks a welcoming environment to everyone. Everyone's been going to the parks, so the parks have been completely overcrowded," he concluded.